Hang on. Oh, I mean, it's like I'm doing it on purpose every time I start. But it's easing in, isn't it? It's like, I mean, it's the first talking I've done. First talking I've done all day. All day. Guys, there are soap suds in the rainwater. What a poetic bike ride I've had. Soap suds in the rainwater. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful stuff. Hello, you are listening to Resonance. Oh, that's not what you're listening to. You're listening to Resonance FM. My name is Daniel Kitson. I'm doing a show until 9 o'clock. So there you go. And if you like what you've heard so far, then that's basically it. It's basically that for 2 hours. I'll play some songs that are good, and then I'll do some talking that is bad. Very bad. Very bad talking. What time is it? It's 9 minutes, but oh, I've got to do a back announce. Guys, I've got to do a back announce, but I'm distracted by the fact that I am barefoot. Barefoot broadcasting. I'm the barefoot broadcaster. Oh, have you heard of Daniel Kitson? What? You mean the barefoot broadcaster? That's exactly what I mean, William. Thank you, Tracy. Right, so those two songs were, the first one was I Want My Minutes Back by Snapped Ankles, and the second one was Cockrow by Aidan Moffat, R.M. Hubbard, and someone else. But I can't work out how to make this Spotify window tell me who all the artists are, because there's three people who made that song, and the third, like, it goes Aidan Moffat, R.M. Hub, and then dot dot dot, and I don't know how to expand that section of the information. So I guess you're dealing with a stone cold professional. I've got a very wet bottom today because it was raining, and also it was raining, but that does not explain my wet bottom. It also had been raining. Therefore, my bike was spraying it up my bum, spraying it up my bum. Also, just whilst I've got you, just before we get going. Oh, I've got an apple. I've got an apple today. If you were listening yesterday, I didn't have an apple and I got hungry. So today I've got an apple. Also, I've made myself a coffee, but it was a slightly stressful, coffee making process, because when I came in and did all the normal stuff to turn everything on, nothing really turned on. It was very odd, but I remained calm, turned everything off, and just had another crack at it, and it all worked fine. So I guess, yet again, further evidence that you're dealing with a professional barefoot broadcaster, barefoot wet bottom broadcasting. You are tuned to some barefoot wet bottom broadcasting. But I'll tell you something else. Yesterday, when I arrived, there was a roll of grey gaffer tape left on the desk, and I found that quite threatening. Well, not overtly threatening, but certainly chilling. Certainly a chilling sight to behold. And today, when I arrived, hooked on the outside handle of the studio door, the main door to the building of the studio, not to the internal studio. So the external door, hooked on the handle of the external door here at the studio, was a roll of thick, like wide rather than thick, sellotape, which is both more and less intimidating at the same time, but it's certainly something. There's definitely a pattern developing. Someone or some ones are leaving tape, and I'll get to the bottom of that if it's the last thing I do. So now I'll play another song. I'll have some of my coffee. I feel very dehydrated this morning, so I've got to get this diuretic into me to fix that up. Toot sweet. I reckon we'll have this by Herman June. Oh, I'll talk to you about that after this, I think. Thank you. hit after hit. Hit after hit after hit after hit. That was that last one you've probably not heard before, actually. That's an underground hit that I've unearthed. I am primarily a DJ these days, both live and on air. And I went, what do me and my DJ brothers and sisters call it when we go looking for obscure vinyl? Is it diving? No, it's not diving. Is it diving? Anyway, I don't know. I don't know what we call it, guys, because I'm too busy doing it. Constantly rooting through boxes of old vinyl. But I know what I'm looking for. Not like you bloody tourists. Oh, look at this. I like the cover. It reminds me of when I was little. No, thank you. I'm looking for breaks and drops and You Can Call Me Al by Paul Simon. I found it on an obscure vinyl. And I played it from an obscure Spotify. There was a line in that Herman, June? What do you reckon? I mean, I've always just said June, but then there's what I believe is an umlaut above the, U, and I don't really know what that does to the U. Which speaks volumes, really, about my monolingual existence. I mean, yes, I am. I am monolingual, but God, I'm lingual in that monolingua. God, I'm lingual. But anyway, there was a line in the Herman June song where he said, "I don't like hearing things on Spotify. It's the opposite of rock and roll." I was like, all right, mate, swivel then. I guess you won't get your 3P. Talk about lack of gratitude from the artist when I'm pumping out their work to, like, possibly 8 people at 7:31 on Resonance FM, Barefoot Wet Bottom Broadcasting. My bottom is drying. Bottom update, bit drier, still damp. No way of fixing it, really. And don't start shouting towels at your radio. Have some dignity. So that was You Can Call Me Out by Paul Simon. And before that, it was today's song from the new David Byrne album, which is called Everybody's Coming to My House. And before that, it was Super Furry Animals with Herman Loves Pauline. And before that, it was Herman June with Down by the Jacaranda, which I don't care how you listen to it, Spotify or vinyl, mate, I thought it was lackluster. Uh-oh, someone just got slammed. Sorry, I'm sorry, Herman, I'm lashing out because I'm coming up on a coffee, I've had my apple, I've had it early, I've top-loaded, I've gone out quick at the start, and I'm just hoping that I've built up such a lead of energy that as the next 90 minutes slowly wheels me in, I'll just have enough at the end to, well, no, I've petered out already. I don't know if you remember yesterday, I mentioned that my mum was posting my inhaler to me. Wow. Yes, but, she actually, I found out yesterday, I only posted it yesterday, I found that out when I, phoned her up for some advice on whether or not I could prune the leaves of my alliums. And, so hopefully when I get back today, I can have a real good slurp on my pump pipe. Because I've not had my inhaler since, Friday, and I've been alright actually, so maybe I'm like the kid in Goonies. Is it Goonies? Is it Goonies? But where does a kid who needs an inhaler, and then they're like, no, you don't need an inhaler, actually. It's a placebo. That must have led to a lot of children dying. Anyway, let's keep it jolly and light. It is 7:32 on Resonance FM. I do actually have a speech impediment, but that was just a bit of fun talking. But then, what is a stutter if not just fun talking? A lot of fun talking. Right, okay. Bit of Jones as policewoman, I reckon, in a minute. I found, when I arrived, there was a thing on, like, a handwritten note left on the desk. I think from whoever was on last night, I guess, but it says, growth of popularity of klezmer over past 20 years plus. What's the attraction? Question mark. So there you go. I mean, it's an interesting question. My sole experience of klezmer is when I used to do a klezmer act. No, I used to do some comedy on a Sunday night in Brixton with a comedian called Ivor Dembina. And one night he organised for a klezmer band to play in the interval, and it was absolutely top notch. What a magical time in my life that was. Now I'll play some music and drift off into a reverie about my own past. John Grant. That was John Grant. That was John Grant with Sensitive New Age Guy. I should have played a different song from the David Byrne album, because there's a song on the album that I'm like, oh, that would have done a sweet back-to-back track attack with that one. But you live and learn, don't you? You live and learn, and then you die. It doesn't matter how much you learn, you die. What a horrible message to send out to any kids getting ready for school. But it is important to learn. Okay. All right. I've got a friend. Well, hang on. I'll tell you about that in a minute. So that was John Grant, Sensitive New Age Guy. Before that, it was, Running, from the Hidden Figures soundtrack by Pharrell, what's his surname? Is it Williams? Pharrell. Anyway, before that it was Jonas Policewoman with the classic. God, guys, I've got such an eclectic taste, and it just comes so easily and naturally. I'm certainly not frantically trying to think of more songs to play all the time. Christ, no. It's certainly not occupying every moment of my day at the moment, desperately trying to... Oh, well, that was weak chat, wasn't it? Because I said moment twice in the same sentence. That is weak. Anyway, it's best not to get on your own back about that sort of thing, especially when there's still 1 hour and 13 minutes to go of this live broadcast. And obviously, if you're not listening to it live, you are cheating. You are cheating. I've got a wet bottom. I've got a wet bottom. But by the time you're listening to this, if you're listening to some self-created podcast version of it, my bottom will be dry. So basically, where's your empathy, guys? Why don't you want to hear about my wet bottom in the moment of my bottom's wetness? Why do you want... Come on. Right. Anyway, I've got a friend who lives in Brighton, and she texted me yesterday to tell me that I had sworn on the air. I'd said the old SH1T word, and her children had noticed it, and it had caused I mean, she didn't say this, but I inferred that it had caused a low-level kerfuffle in the household. And it literally never occurred to me that any of my... I mean, you know, the people who are going to be listening to this live are a hodgepodge of people that I know, and then ultra dweebs, and then probably a smattering of people who don't really know what they're listening to, right? But it had never occurred to me that there would be a single child listening to this. Because, of course, it's the morning, isn't it? Like, it's a normal time for, like, a lot of people. Like, up and about, doing my job. But for me, it's like a ridiculous sort of inverted holiday where I'm... Look at me, up early. Well, I never did so much. You know, it's like the sort of... It's the most... It's not the most odious form of cultural tourism, but it is... I mean, it's a bit naughty. Because in, like, 2.5 weeks, I'm going to stop doing this, and you're still going to be stuck there and getting up early, plugging away. All the best. All the bloody best, guys. Oh, I shouldn't have said the old BLOODY word. crumbs. We've had to stop swearing in front of my friend's daughter recently, and that is an absolute minefield for me. Still, probably good practice for this broadcasting, but I'm not going to say any dirty words, guys. No more dirty words. I'm thinking them. I'm thinking one now. I'm thinking the big one, the biggest one. I'm thinking of the dirtiest word. I'm thinking it now. I'm thinking it right now. I'm thinking it and I'm mouthing it. Hang on, hang on. I just mouthed it there, but I didn't say it. Didn't say it. So you've got nothing. You've got absolutely nothing on me, copper. Go on. Prove me wrong. Make me a fibber. Do me a favour. Give me a cuddle. That's the way I deal with the police. I'm going to play this so I can listen to it. It's a Mount Kimby song that I've not heard yet. I say not heard yet, as though I'm across all their jams. I'm not. What happened with Mount Kimby was I got into, the LCD sound system, and then I got into Fortet, and then I asked a friend of mine in Melbourne who used to own a record shop but no longer does. I was like, what other sweet electro jams should I be hooking my ear pipes into, brother? And he said, amongst other things, Mount Kimby, and I had a listen, and I was like, oh, I don't think that's what I'm after. Still, give him another crack. Live, on air, this is a section I like to call Giving Him Another Crack. Let's check it out, guys. Reggae song. What a cool song. I don't care. I'll go on a limb and say that I think that is a cool song. That was Cannonball by the Breeders. Before that was Community of Hope by PJ Harvey. Before that was That Thing by Mount Kimby that I enjoyed very much, actually. But I didn't make use of the time it afforded me because I was like, oh, I'm going to make a cup of tea. And then I just enjoyed the vibe of the ditty. Do you think, like, musicians get annoyed if you say, oh, I enjoyed your ditties? Well, of course they would. Like, it's like if you say to a comedian, oh, I really enjoyed your skits, then, like, it just feels like you're saying, I think you're an awful bell end, mate. Am I allowed that one? I feel like I should be allowed that one. If there are children listening, then hello, but also, this isn't really for you, this, but hello. I was walking down the street, my street, or rather the street where I live on. Not my street, not my planet. Yeah? You get me? Yeah, you get me. Kids, listen up. Not your street, not your planet. You get me? No, you don't really. Anyway, I was walking to the shop to get, here's something for the kids. An ice cream. Huh? There is more that unites us. Generationally, there is more that unites us. We all like ice cream. There was a little boy who lives across the road, and they've got a little balcony, and he was naked. He was naked on the balcony. He was waving, and he was saying hello, and then he started saying, see you later, alligator. And it was the most magnificent thing. It was absolutely great. Good on him. Just giving us a wave, saying see you later, alligator, oblivious to his own nudity. I mean, if that's not something to aspire to, what is? But I haven't even got a balcony, and I am always aware of my own nudity, almost to the point, some would say, of excess. It is now, the strip lighting in the studio is reflecting off the clock in such a way that I can't tell if it's 7 minutes past eight or 8 minutes past eight. Either way, it is early for me. I've tried to find some klezmer, but I don't know anything about it really, apart from that I enjoyed it. But obviously, I don't want to be culturally insensitive, so I've just typed klezmer into Spotify, and Klezmer Lounge has come up, and I have no way of knowing really if that's. But maybe I'll do more research overnight, or maybe I'll just go for this one that's called Chupa. C-H-O-O-P-A-H. That's a good word. Hope it doesn't mean anything terrible. All right, here we go. No, I've not got anything lined up. Hang on. I just suddenly thought, oh, I'm going to play some Half Man, Half Biscuit, but then I didn't have anything lined up. I've got an idea, actually. Well, I say an idea. That's a very grand way of putting what I've got. A notion, an inkling. I've got an inkling. I've got an inkling, but I'm applying cream daily. Thank you, and good morning. You are listening to the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. I wonder how naughty it is of me to say that. Conveniently, somebody left a green plastic folder with the words Ofcom code on it, and inside it, I believe, is the Ofcom code. On the first page it says, special impartiality requirements, news and other programmes. But this isn't, I mean, it's not the news, but it is definitely an other programme. Matters of political or industrial controversy. Controversy or controversy? That's about as controversial. Hey, why is the pronunciation of the word controversy so controversial? Yow! Worth getting out of bed for me, because I've just written a solid banging joke. That's an absolute banger. Kids, if you're still listening, try that at school. Moonwalk up to anyone you want to be friends with. Spin around twice. Say, why is the pronunciation of the word controversy so controversial? Moonwalk away, maintaining eye contact. Do a backflip. Friends for life. Anyway, so those songs were North American Scum by LCD Sound System, and before that, Chupa or Hooper? I don't know. I tried to translate the word in Google Translate, and it initially identified it as being a word from Nyanja, which is a language of the Bantu language family, and of course, as we all know, there the noun class prefix Chi is used for languages. So the language is usually called Chichua or Chianga, Chianja. This, of course, is very common knowledge to the erudite listenership of Resonance FM. By the way, my bottom is nearly dry, in other news. But then I thought, I don't know that is necessarily going to be the language that it is. I did a thing where I asked Google to detect the language, and then it seemed to, it said, do you mean this? And put a word up in a script that I don't recognize. So I was like, maybe it's that. So I clicked on that, and that came up with a translation of as a show, or appearance, or presence, or showing, or arrival, or advent, or coming, or bearing, or emergence, or phenomenon, or floor show, or apparition. So that's cleared that up. But it was a lovely bit of klezmer, wasn't it? Right, okay. Wasn't I going to say something? I mean, I'll play some Half Man, Half Biscuit. Do not worry about that. Do not worry about that. I want to play the one where he says, if I was a linesman, I would execute defenders that applauded my offsides, but I don't know which one that is. Oh, what a kerfuffle. Maybe I'll, yeah. Here's what we'll do, guys, right? I'm going to put the first track from Lamb Chop's most recent album on, In Care of 8675309. It's 11 minutes long, right? So if any of you need to take a, just quickly put your fingers in your kids' ears, sizable dump. If any of you need to take a, fingers in ears, sizable dump, then this would be the time to do it. Not because the song's not great, but because it's long. It's long. Oh, no. That's not gone well. Anyway, I'm going to pop this on. I'm going to make a cup of tea. I'm going to find some Half Man, Half Biscuit. And then the last half hour is going to be bang, 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 bang. Oh, God, imagine if I just said bang for half an hour solidly. It's audacious, isn't it? It's audacious. Yes. 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 Good. Good on them. I very good. That was Half Man, Half Biscuit with tending the wrong grave for 23 years. And lots of very funny stuff in that song. And also at the end, he says ding-a-ling-a-ling. Yes, please. And before that was Lamb Chop with In Care of 86. Oh, my eye just twitched. My eye just twitched, everyone. Morning. Looks like me right peeper is finally out of bed because it's twitching its way and it's having a look. I mean, I'm not a medical man, but that seems like putting a positive spin on tiredness. My eye's up, having a twitch. Oh, whoops-a-daisy. Oh, my arse is awake. Oh, I'm sorry if... Sorry about the word arse, everyone, but come on. I genuinely think that is fine. You know, even socially, I think it's fine. Philosophically, ethically, linguistically, obviously all swear words are fine and we should all use them. But then how would we address taboos and what's the word I'm thinking of? No, I can think of loads of swear words, but I can't think of the word I'm thinking of. Oh, no, I'm proving my teacher's point. How would we intensify language if we didn't have any taboo words? That's like an opposition to the sort of de-censorship of profanity, of course, but in and of itself, you know, it's all fine, isn't it? But that aside, I genuinely think arse is fine. I think, you know, if you've got a child and they start saying the word arse, then you've already raised a legend and it can only go downhill from there when they get older and stop saying the word arse. Isn't that a heartbreaking allegory for age and the declining joy of life and the death of the innocence of youth? That we just grow up and stop saying arse. Huh? Something to think about, isn't it? On a Thursday. Oh, it's Thursday, isn't it? Bin night at my house. This is Resonance FM. Bin night at my house. You're listening to Daniel Kitson on Resonance FM. My bottom is dry and it's bin night at my house. I was trying to find some reindeer section stuff, and I found a bit, so I'm going to play that in a minute. I was going to say, though, yesterday I told you about a Pimlico Carpenter's van that I saw that I found laughable because it was on call 24 hours. Today I saw a Pimlico Upholsterer's van, which... if anything, I think is sillier and possibly less believable. Also, in the same way that all figs are essentially made of dead wasps, apparently there's a similar thing with ants and tomatoes. All tomatoes are the product of an ant crawling into a flower and dying there. Look it up if you don't believe me. Go on, I dare you. Go on, I dare you to Google that. I dare you to Google, are all tomatoes really dead ants? I dare you. I double dare you. No? Well, I double dare you. So, good luck. It is 19... No, it's the wrong side of that. It's 20 minutes to 9. And I am flagging... Just the same as I did yesterday, I am flagging. I need to bring a chocolate bar for around now. Anyway, this is some reindeer section. It's Cartwheels, brackets, original version. Thank Christ. I mean, yes, mate. That was. So I found that by. I absolutely love that. That was Ron Tutt doing some free improv on the drums. Apparently, there was a very early. Hang on, I'll read you what I googled, right, drum songs, and then there was loads of stuff about, this has got a good drum intro, this has got a good drum solo, and I was like, no, 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 my friend, F that into the DH. I want to play a song that's all drums. Yes, please. Yum, yum, yum. Yum, yum. Drum, drum. Yum, drum. Yummy drummies. Oh, yuck. Anyway, then I found this, and it said, way back in the day, there was a vinyl record made for testing stereo systems. It was pressed by Sheffield Labs and was pushing the very edge of analogue recording. Uh-oh! Ding-a-ling-a-ling. Yes, please. The B-side had two drum solos, one of which was by Ron Tutt, who had been Elvis Presley's drummer. Oh, Thursday. What a day you're turning out to be. And then it was that. 6.5 minutes of that. I am trying so hard not to swear because I'm so enthusiastic about that. And it turns out, possibly depressingly, that my main way of expressing enthusiasm is to blaspheme, to F and to Jeff. I've tried texting someone who is quite high up here at Resonance, and by that I don't mean they're on the top floor, guys. Come on, guys. But I want to play. I want to play a song that's got a naughty word in it, and I don't know if I'm allowed. Anyway, I guess I'll play that last. I'm going to play. Going to play a new Courtney Barnett song. I think it's new, anyway. I haven't heard it, so I'm going to play that and have a listen to that. I'm going to listen to stuff on your time. That's essentially what's happening now. But I'll do more research during the day today, so then I'll be more certain of stuff tomorrow. But I think I may just end up spending the whole day listening to Ron Tutt smashing the living crikey out of those naughty drums. Oh, that was great. Right, anyway. Oh, I played something before that, but I can't remember what it was. So, it's important to back announce professionally. And also it's important to talk into the microphone rather than across it like this. You have to talk into it like this because then it's like, as I said before, I'm in your head. I'm inside your head. I'm tickling your nose. Do you feel a sneeze coming on? Of course you do. So let's play this Courtney Barnett and then we'll probably go straight into the last song, which is, well, hang on. Come on, guys. What time is it? 8:53. Yeah, we'll play this and we'll see how we go. Where is it? Here it is. Okay, I like that, but I do want to play this. And if I play that, I won't have time to play this. So I'm going to play this now and I'll play the rest of that tomorrow. I guess that's how you do radio, isn't it? I really should have had this lined up because now I'm going to run out of time to play this. Oh, God, guys, this is going so terribly. It was actually quite professional, weirdly, at 7 a.m. Right. Bye, everyone.